The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in. It is the Wednesday, and yeah, we're back to Wet Wednesday. It used to be that way. It seemed like every Wednesday it rained. It hasn't just rained today. I learned a new word today. I had not seen it, and I was not sure how to pronounce it because it looks like it ends in echo, and it does, but it's derecho, which is, now don't turn the lights up. Yeah, I don't need lights. Yeah, that's fine. Which Dan was familiar with the term. It's a meteorological term, which is straight line winds, which can be which can cause tornadic like damage. It's storms which can include, when you hear straight line winds, I guess they had to come up with a word that sounded that could mean straight line winds. So it's derecho, D-E-R-E-C-H-O. There's your word for today.
Yeah, I was
familiar with the term because I know there was a Midwestern city that had, there was like an outbreak of them a couple of years ago, and there was a town, and I was...
I'm wondering if it's named. I was unfamiliar with it, too. I want to find the origin.
Well, I guess because tornadoes are relatively uncommon the further north you
right.
get, but these events are a little bit
more...
You have
cyclones, you have tornadoes, now we have derecho.
I believe they're jet stream related, so, you know, Bill, you know it's always dicey when you start talking about the jet stream in the weather game, and I think derechos are related to jet stream somehow.
It's a Spanish word.
Well, it's whatever. There was some serious wind along with a lot of rain. I was telling you guys... I have a rain gauge that's nowhere near a roof, so it's not getting runoff. That holds, it measures 4 inches of rain. It was about half full yesterday, and I dumped it out. It is overflowing, or it was overflowing when I left the house a little while ago. So that means that since last night, we've had over 4 inches of rain out at my house. I showed you a picture. You're always into remakes of movies. I've got a remake of A River Runs Through It featuring my yard.
I'm not, okay, first of all, I'm not always into remakes.
No, you are,
of
but you're talking about them.
I mentioned them to me when
something is, oh, so and so's being remade.
Yeah, well, because, and you're familiar with some of the originals.
So I just thought I'd let you know A River Runs Through It.
I mean,
I've got the video right here.
I was not
starring my backyard.
I was not in line for the new Little Mermaid because it's a remake. I don't want people getting into the
I didn't say that you're crazy about them. You just note.
I do.
There are remakes.
I've seen a lot of the originals. As have you. But they're, you could have gone anywhere. You could have gone the River Wild, right, with Kevin Bacon and Meryl Streep.
I thought A River Runs Through It fits really well because that's exactly what my backyard looks like.
Absolutely.
What used to be my backyard looks like.
But no, it's a twister, in fact. I mean, depending on what happens. Hopefully everybody is okay. But, yeah, I mean, there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the I think the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, well, there was one that ended just a few minutes ago. There's another one coming up. So yeah, just be careful if you have to be out and about. It is The Drive. We will talk some sports, and there's quite a bit to talk about. Bill and Dan, we got Jacob running. Man, it's been musical chairs running the show for us. Drew will be back tomorrow. At least that's what he said. Now, we're liable to get a text saying, nope, weather is permitted, prohibited him from coming back. But no, Drew's supposed to be back tomorrow. But we've got a lot to talk about here today. We're just a couple of hours away from the unveiling of the 2024 matchups for SEC teams, SEC matchups. It's not going to be, I believe, it's not going to be when you will play people, but it will be who you play and where you play them. And we've gotten there's been bits and pieces of information that have come out during the day. We'll give you what we have been able to put together as we go on. We'd love to hear from you as well. And before we do that, though, let's go ahead and take care of the business we need to and let you know that hour number one of The Drive, Brought to you as usual by our friends at Kia of Auburn on South College and KiaofAuburn.com. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. And they're also the sponsor of our hotline, where you can call us. And that number is 334-321-1390.
You can also text the show, 334-564-1840, on the Drive text box, presented by our friends at Southeastern Industrial Contractors. They also sponsor the podcast, which is available however you listen to podcasts. We are working on repairing the Apple podcast feed, but I believe the podcast is working on most of the other, if not all the other services. You can also go to espnau.com, get podcasts that way. Again, apologies for the technical snafu, but it seems like most of it has been ironed out by our staff.
Now, so the
capable folks.
Oh,
here
absolutely.
At Auburn Network.
Absolutely. So we definitely want to talk about the scheduling, which is going to be unveiled tonight. I believe what they're doing. When I looked at the SEC Network, I went, man, it's a four-hour show. Now, you know what it is? Are they going to do it like they do, like you see SportsCenter and SEC? Now, it's going to be an hour show, and if you miss it at 6, you can watch it.
Oh, they're going to repeat,
or you can watch
the
it
same
at 8,
show four
or you
times,
can watch it at 9. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. So it's not, I mean, yeah, I thought they were going to drag
it. I was going,
it.
God, if it's going to take 4 hours, how long till you see a certain school schedule?
No, I think
you'd be able to piece it all together anyway.
No, see, I think if you're going to do it that way, you drag it out for 3 hours and 45 minutes like the Heisman Trophy
that's
ceremony.
That's right, and then unveil, here they are.
And then unveil the ceremony at the very end. And, you know, we're going to talk to all the coaches and all the athletic directors about all the possible matchups. All right, so I've changed my prediction a little bit from yesterday now that some information has leaked out.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'll tell you what I have been able to put together, I mean, from what other folks have, it seems like Texas, from what we understand, all the schools received their 2024 schedules yesterday or last night. Some of those schools have had some leaks. Some of them have let some of their beat writers, reporters, have a little of the information. So because of that, bits and pieces have come out. I mean, we saw a tweet early this morning from Texas, from a couple of folks that cover Texas, and one thing that I noticed was, hey, not only is there no Alabama, which makes sense because they're playing this year for the second straight year, there's no Auburn on the Texas schedule. So by brilliant deducement, with when Peter Burns said, as we had been hoping, every SEC school will play either Texas or Oklahoma. It makes it pretty simple to deduce that, Auburn's got Oklahoma on the schedule.
That's right. Chris Lowe has a story on ESPN.com with some of these details as well. All 14 SEC schools, as you mentioned, all 14 of the existing schools will play either Texas or Oklahoma in 2024 when the schedules are unveiled tonight. We don't know details about the Auburn schedule, except that Georgia will keep its annual rivalries
right
with Auburn, Florida, and Tennessee, and we have every reason to believe the Iron Bowl is going to continue. And I would say with both
of those are on the road.
With both of those expected to be on the road, I think it would be a surprise if the SEC played either of those games at Jordan-Hare Stadium in 2024. We're under the impression.
No, the other thing I've heard today is the SEC, as we had speculated, is not asking any school to go to the same venue back-to-back years.
If they have to
play
that
together. Means if Auburn's got Georgia and Alabama on the schedule, they're both on the road.
And anyone else they draw in 2023. Who is on the schedule in 2024 will
right
be at the opposite stadium as well, because there could be some other common opponents. We think Oklahoma at Jordan-Hare Stadium, right? Because
yep,
if you're going to send Auburn to Alabama and to Georgia and you want to balance that schedule out somehow and Texas isn't on the schedule, then it makes sense for Oklahoma to play what would be their first regular season game?
Well, Auburn and Oklahoma have never played in the regular season.
Right, first regular season game ever between the two.
Right.
It would be Oklahoma's first trip ever to Jordan-Hare Stadium. I think that would be a huge game
in
2024. I imagine, as we've said, it's probably either LSU or A&M.
It's not LSU.
And it sounds like it's not LSU because there's a lot of sacrifices you need to make to get LSU to 8 games
and
under these parameters.
And Billy Lucci of Tex Ags has already said that Texas A&M is traveling to Auburn.
Right. So Auburn's two biggest games potentially at home in 2024, Texas A&M and Oklahoma.
There could be one more.
We're thinking either Tennessee or Florida,
I'm thinking Florida.
Right.
I'm thinking Florida is coming to Auburn, and that home schedule would then be Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Florida, and one other East team.
Now, do you have a anyone out there speculating on Florida, or do you just think that makes sense as a classic rivalry?
I heard somebody early this morning that covers Florida saying they're hearing that Florida is traveling to Auburn.
Okay, interesting.
So I mean,
because I was thinking either Florida or Tennessee made sense as that home game on top of A&M and Oklahoma if the SEC wanted to give Auburn a third one. That fourth one, I think all bets are off. Could be Vanderbilt making a return visit. Could be someone else from the SEC East.
It could be somebody else from the West.
Could be someone else from the West. It could. Well, I mean, who would be Arkansas? Would be the other West team that could be
that would fit
at home.
That home and away deal.
And then you could have anybody.
But I don't know that Arkansas thinks they're playing Auburn.
I don't think so either. I think Arkansas
has. So I think it's an Eastern Division team.
Arkansas, it sounds like, will draw Texas and Texas A&M.
Right.
And the A&M game will be played in.
And they also have LSU.
In Arlington. And that's, we think LSU is going to be. Could Auburn be the only SEC West team off of LSU's schedule?
I don't know about Mississippi State. I haven't heard anything about Mississippi State yet.
Do you think Mississippi State is one of Auburn's road games?
Could be.
Right, because you've got
Alabama and Georgia.
Alabama and Georgia, we're pretty sure, certain, that those will be road games.
Yeah, I feel very strong about those.
And then the third road game could be State. What do you think the fourth one could be?
I don't know. Another East team? Auburn's been to Kentucky fairly recently, but I mean, you can't have it perfectly. I don't know.
When was Auburn in Lexington? Feels like it's been a while.
No, I guess
ago.
Kentucky's been here.
Yeah, that game was here.
Last game in Lexington would have been 2010.
Yeah, so that makes
right?
sense.
Okay,
makes
so sense. Maybe send Auburn to Kentucky as that fourth home game on top of, there's a couple different ones. I speculated on the Arkansas guy asked me earlier today, now that some of the information has leaked out. I had A&M, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt as Auburn's four home games. I had not heard the Florida information. Florida would make sense instead of Tennessee in that situation. I think it's Bama, Georgia, Mississippi State, and Kentucky as Auburn's four road games.
All right. Alabama's schedule appears to be Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, and Mississippi State at home. And then on the road at Oklahoma, LSU, Tennessee, and Vandy. That's a pretty tough road trip with at Oklahoma, LSU, and Tennessee. And they've got Georgia. Georgia definitely gets that bump.
That's the headline, I think. If you create
the Georgia-Alabama game in Tuscaloosa is a game that Georgia people aren't thrilled with. Alabama fans seem pretty happy about it.
Well, to send Georgia to Alabama and Texas.
Georgia's going to Texas and Tuscaloosa.
I mean, that puts a pair of road games on Georgia's schedule that are – I mean, much tougher than a lot of the games they've played in the last
few years, including Clemson as the neutral side out of conference game.
Yep,
for Georgia.
Oh yeah, in 2024, Georgia's also got a game. There's another big out of conference game. A&M has somebody big, I think, in Notre Dame. Maybe A&M.
Alabama travels to Wisconsin as well.
Right, so there are some.
So
big...
Alabama goes to Wisconsin, Oklahoma, LSU, and Tennessee.
And I believe that's also the first year of Auburn-UCLA, isn't it? Because Auburn-Cal is in – or is it the second year of Auburn-Cal?
I think it's the second year.
So, yeah, that's
year
right.
Of Auburn,
that's
Cal.
Right. It's the second year of Auburn-Cal.
Cal comes to Auburn.
That's correct. That's right. And then Auburn-UCLA, I believe, is 25 – I might even have that year wrong, but I believe before long there's an Auburn-UCLA series as well. It might be right after
the
Auburn-Cal
series. Yeah, but I know 24
series.
Is Cal at home.
That's right. It's the return visit from Cal for Auburn.
Yeah, so that's the way some of the things are shaking out. Yeah, looking forward to it. Again, we won't have any idea when these are. You hope that some of these things are spaced out. Hey, but it's going to be tough. Everybody. I mean, there's nobody that's going to have a break when you're going through the SEC.
I still, and I know you're going to make fun of me for inquiring about this rivalry, Bill.
It's not a rivalry.
Auburn has won 15 of the last 20.
Yeah. And they've only played, I guess they played.
But I could see, because Hugh Freeze used to be the coach at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I could see why ESPN would have a preference for that game versus, if it's all the same versus
it's on
not
the schedule.
Having it.
It's not on the schedule in 24, I don't think.
We don't think Ole Miss is on the schedule?
Don't think so.
We think Ole Miss has four home games and Auburn is not one of them.
I think so.
One of those four home games could be Texas or Oklahoma.
Yeah, one
of them. For them, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love your thoughts. What do you think about, the ones we feel the best about is Auburn stays with its road games in Tuscaloosa and Athens and adds Oklahoma And Texas A&M stays on the schedule at Jordan-Hare. Oklahoma coming to Jordan-Hare, Texas A&M. Those are the four I feel the best about. The other four, not as sure, but I feel like it's more likely Florida than Tennessee is the other prominent game that's on the schedule. 334-321-1390.
It's been a while since Florida came to Auburn, right? I think we're going to the early part of the was it 2011? Was it the year after Cam when they came to, or was that game in the Swamp?
Played them back to back down, you know, when you went down there, that was
06-07, right?
No, we went down there, wasn't it Bo's freshman year?
Yeah, but I don't think they made a return visit.
I guess they didn't, because those things were spaced out
years. I think it's been
probably 7 years or 6 or 7 years before that.
You got an answer?
Which would have been around.
I'm sorry, I thought you were.
Oh, nine.
No, I thought you. I think you're right. I think you're looking.
I'm trying to remember when the 2011 game was. Because I was living in California at the time. I did not go to that game. Was the 2011 Auburn Florida game in the Swamp, or was it in? Because there might have been a series in 11 and 12.
Last time they played in Auburn was 12.
Okay, so Florida came to Auburn in 12?
It was 11. It was 11.
Okay.
Yeah, October 15th of 2011.
Okay, yep. It's been a while.
It will have been 13 years since Florida traveled to Auburn. That makes sense.
This would be an opportunity for the SEC to send Auburn to Lexington, where they haven't been since the 2010 season, and to send Florida to Auburn,
right,
where they haven't been since the 2011 season. Tennessee was here, Jarrett Stidham, second year, right, 2018. I know some folks are traumatized when I mentioned that 2018 Tennessee game. I think Florida and Kentucky would both be really solid additions to Auburn's schedule when you think about it, especially if it's Florida here and Auburn at Kentucky.
All right, so we're saying home schedule, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Florida, and somebody.
I had Vandy.
Road against Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, and somebody.
I think you can pick just about anybody else. I have Kentucky and State, right, as the road game, because you wanted to put Auburn at Mississippi State. I guess you could pick.
I didn't want to. I just.
Well, you could pick Ole Miss or Mississippi State, right? I mean, one of those two games would make sense if you're keeping the rotation, and Auburn has played both of those teams. Mm-hmm. A great deal in their neighboring states. That fourth home game after, if you decide on Florida, that fourth home game,
it ought to be
go a lot of different ways. Should probably be Arkansas. It would be Arkansas in the rotation. Sounds like it's not Arkansas though, right? You said
no. What about Missouri?
Could be Missouri. Auburn goes to Vanderbilt in 23. If you wanted to have Vanderbilt make a return visit and play Auburn the following year.
It would balance it a little bit better,
could
too.
Could be Vanderbilt as that fourth home game. It's been a while since Vanderbilt played at Auburn, I think. So that's another one.
That's funny. That would have Auburn and Alabama both playing Oklahoma and Vandy at opposite spots.
Right.
Alabama would go to Oklahoma and Vandy. Auburn would host Oklahoma and Vandy.
But you think, and I don't know if the SEC's out to do this, but I think it would be cool to try to write some of those, hey, this team hasn't been there in 12 years.
Yes,
This team's never been there before.
Well, that's what people want. They want to see some of these teams they haven't seen in a while.
At places they haven't gotten to see them in a while, because I think there are some of these have fallen through the cracks. Mm-hmm. And Auburn, Florida, Auburn, Kentucky, and to an extent, Auburn, Vanderbilt would be examples of that from the SEC.
When's the last time Alabama and South Carolina played?
I mean, you go back to 2010 when South Carolina beat them. Like, I mean, have they played probably one or twice, one or two times since then?
I mean, yeah, they haven't played many times. It was Garcia up in Columbia. Stephen Garcia had the game of his life.
I think one of the Muschamp teams played Alabama, maybe, and it was an unremarkable.
But that was in Tuscaloosa. So, I mean, I can see Alabama going to South Carolina.
Last two times that Alabama, South Carolina, you had 2010, and then you had 2019 in Columbia.
Oh, 2019 in Columbia, so they may get South Carolina and Tuscaloosa then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to our first break. Love for you to join in. We're just underway. Jason Caldwell, by the way, will be calling in. He's at Auburn football camp right now, covering one of the camps. He'll be calling in when he gets a chance, but we'd love for you to join in as we continue here on the Wednesday Drive.
The Drive continues. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7. Online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502. Or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back into The Drive here on this Wednesday afternoon. Yes, a stormy Wednesday. Again, Jason Caldwell will be joining us when he gets a chance, taking a break from covering Auburn football camps. Hey, it's been big news for Auburn. Two commitments yesterday. One we talked about on the air, which happened, you know, while I guess just before we came on the air, or was it just when we came on? But it was yesterday afternoon. Bryce Kane, the super fast receiver out of Baker High School down in Mobile, committing. And then last night, Kinsley Fauston, four-star safety out of Naples, Florida, committing. And we'll ask Jason, but a lot of rumblings that Auburn may be close to adding yet another commitment. So Auburn with seven commitments now, looking to add some more as recruiting seems to be going pretty well under Hugh Freeze.
Oh, certainly. And we've had folks asking, you know, when
are they going to get anybody?
Well, when is Auburn going to start seeing dividends from the high school class, or how?
And they're still
how
behind on the 24 class. These, you know, people have been recruiting these kids for a couple of years.
You know, I still wonder too, like how, you know, as the portal becomes more of an established thing, as that's the status quo in college football and college athletics, how it's going to impact high school recruiting down the line, right? Like, because we're seeing schools sort of make the business decision, we're going to rely on the portal more than we're going to bring in true freshmen.
Well, it's more for what you need help with right now. If you don't need as much help right now, you don't go to the portal as much. The more help you need, the more you go to the portal. And that's why Auburn brought in 20-plus players from the portal
this
year.
You don't want a true freshman addressing an urgent need unless he profiles as a superstar.
Right.
But if you have a lot of urgent needs on your roster, how many superstars are you signing?
Well, you might.
You might, but it's tougher, right? I mean, if teams that are bouncing, you know, coming back from down years, or teams that appear to be, because a lot of these have
just tremendous losses through to the NFL, or if you were extremely top heavy. Auburn's going to be pretty top heavy again this year.
Sure. I mean, that's
so they will still need a good bit of help through the portal.
But
quite as much as this year.
When you retain draft eligible guys and convince them to play another year, you run the risk of being top heavy, right? Because
right.
Oh, well, this could be. But you know what? You're better off than having lost them, because that's the trade off. Is that Auburn could have said, well, we could have, you know, all the draft eligible players from last year's team could have decided to go in the draft, and Auburn probably wouldn't be as top heavy, but Auburn also wouldn't be as talented. Like Auburn would have lost the defensive backs that people are excited about, and Marcus Harris and Jason Jones is draft eligible, right? I mean, you think about
Well, obviously, look at the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone who isn't a true freshman, you know, in the secondary. I mean, so there are different spots where keeping draft eligible players from walking, from staying in the draft, it pays off. But you have to be ready to lose them after this season. And Auburn's bracing for, I think, significant losses. With the number and a couple of positions, you know, you brace for. Yeah, this is probably going to be this guy's last year playing college football if everything goes according to plan.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking a couple of days ago about the Auburn updating its roster, and we were looking at some of the improvements or the changes in the weights primarily. One guy we didn't mention the other day that I was a little surprised at. DJ James, you know what he's listed at? He was listed at 171 last year. 164.
Oh, wow. Okay.
DJ James is
so sleeker.
He is the
and
second lightest player on the entire roster.
I thought you were going to.
The only player listed lighter that's a scholarship player is Alex McPherson.
I haven't seen.
Who's 5'8" and weighs 150 pounds.
And is a kicker.
Yes.
I
he plays kicker.
I have not seen DJ.
I haven't either.
I was bracing for you to tell me he's bulked up and put. I was thinking he put on 15.
Which is where Nehemiah Pritchett's. I mean, you know, he was a light. He was light. He was in the 160s when he signed. He's 184 now.
But you know what?
Keontae Scott's 188.
A cover corner needs. You know, a cover corner needs those twitch muscles that. You run the risk. You bulk up. You can lose it.
164.
You can lose it. No, you know what? He's going to have to. He might have some running backs that outweigh him by 75 pounds that are running the ball at him, and that's the trade off to being 160 pounds. You know,
Javarius Johnson outweighs him.
Speaking of defensive backs, I saw a tweet, and it was from a reputable looking enough source. I think it was the Tennessee Titans' actual account that said Roger McCreary played more snaps than any defensive back in the NFL last year.
Wow, I did not realize that.
It was like nearly between his time inside and his time outside at corner for Tennessee. He appeared in more. I think Zach Etheridge retweeted this, and it was it was a fact about Rodgers' season that he appeared in more. He played more snaps than just about any. It was either defensive back or defensive player. It might have even been
either way.
He might have led all really NFL impressive. Defensive players in snaps, which is an astonishing feat for a that's tough for any defensive back, but especially a guy that early in his career, and it bodes well for what he could do down the line.
Hey, Jason Caldwell has a break in his coverage of Auburn football camps. We'll get to our bottom of the hour break, and then we'll check in with JC on the other side. Stick with us here on the Wednesday Drive.
Time to churn up some more yardage on The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back into The Drive here on this Wednesday afternoon. We talked a good bit about the weather. Let's update you. The U.S. National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for Auburn, in effect, until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Now, the watch means conditions are favorable. Doesn't mean that one has been spotted. But just be very careful if you're out and about. All right, let's get to the Kia of Auburn hotline and welcome in our regular Wednesday afternoon cohort. And that, of course, is Jason Caldwell from AUTigers.com, part of the 24/7 network. Jason, how you doing today?
I'm good. If I just had a boat over here, I probably could have gotten home by now without a vehicle. It has rained and rained and rained on campus, and fortunately for Auburn, you have two indoors right now, and are able to use a couple of these indoor facilities to get things done today. So they have a camp going on at the old indoor facility. They've had some workouts with current players at the new indoor facility, and so able to get some things done that they would not have been able to get done in the past.
You're not kidding. There's no way they could have done anything outside today. I don't have an official number, but I've got a rain gauge that holds 4 inches that I dumped. It was half full when I dumped it out last night, and it's overflowing when I went home today. It has rained a ton.
I was guessing 4 or 5 inches. Pretty easy, and that'd probably be on the safe side.
Oh yeah. I tell you what, Auburn picking up a couple of nice additions yesterday, a couple of commits yesterday. As you know, folks had been getting a little itchy, wondering, when's Auburn going to add some commitments? Since recruiting sounds like it's going pretty well, good pair picked up yesterday.
Yeah. Bryce Kane's the guy that we got a chance to see. We went down and saw this spring at Baker High School in Mobile, and then he camped recently at Auburn and ran in the low 4.4s. Can really fly. This is a guy that should fit in nicely in that slot receiver position. And what they want to do on offense. I mean, he's a guy that is cat quick, can catch it and run routes, do all those things. So I think a really good addition and a guy that probably could help out on doing some special teams too. So Bryce Kane is a guy that I love, and then Kinsley Faustin is kind of a guy that you have right now in Jalen Simpson, kind of that smaller safety, the guy that you have to have now. You got to have guys that can cover and play in space now at safety. The days of having two enforcer 6'2", 220 pound Ronnie Lott kind of guys, it's hard to play that way now with teams spreading the field and getting you in one-on-one situations. So Kinsley Faustin is a guy that can do those things in coverage, can run, And so I think it's a couple of really good additions for them as they try to build a little momentum coming out of June heading into this month of July.
Jason, when you talk to recruits or coaches about Coach Freeze and his staff, is there anything consistent? Is there anything you hear a lot from different people about these guys?
About Auburn as recruiters?
Yeah, about the new staff and sort of the job they're doing over the last few months.
Communication. That's the biggest thing you hear is they talk to those guys a lot. They talk to Hugh Freeze a lot. They're in constant communication. I mean, that's the key. That's what you got to do. And I think that's been the biggest thing for them is being available. They say, what's the best kind of ability is availability. And that's absolutely true in recruiting. There's no question about it. And so these guys have had to rebuild relationships in this 2024 class and build relationships with some of these guys. A guy like Bryce Kane, they've kind of started from scratch. You know, the other guys you've had to rebuild. We saw a couple of those guys that have visited here in the last week, a guy like Daniel Calhoun, where Auburn was flat out of it. I mean, they were done until this staff got on board. Then they've gotten back in it. Same thing with guys like, you know, Perry Thompson, who's going to visit. You know, some of these other guys we've seen, they were flat out of it, and now this staff has gotten Auburn back in it. And so, but it's been communication. It's been head coaches recruiting and getting after it, and that's been the biggest difference.
Boy, a lot of folks coming to campus for camps. A lot more than, I'd say probably more than we've seen combined the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a whole lot more. I would say, you know, heading into the day, and the weather had a lot to do with today.
Sure.
It's not as many folks today, but, you know, between the 707s they had the other day, the elite camps they've had, I would say a pretty safe estimate of 12 to 1,500 kids that have been here in the last 7 days, would be my guess. And so you're talking about, you know, prospects, 25s and 26 players, you know, schools just dropping by. Yesterday, a school from Miami dropped by with 40 kids that were mostly young guys that just take a look at campus. I mean, those kind of things. Again, it's opening the doors and getting guys here. The 707s have been huge last week when you think about Thompson, Central Phoenix City, Hewitt Trustful, Clay Chalkful, and then schools from Georgia, Central Gwinnett, South Gwinnett, Norcross, Vero Beach down in Florida. I mean, you're getting top schools here. There'll be more here tomorrow, even though I think they're going to have to do a lot of it inside with as much rain as we've had. There's still going to be a lot more really good prospects and teams here tomorrow. That's it. Get them on campus, show them who you are, get them back to campus, and let them build relationships, and that's been the key.
Definitely trust the eyes of Jason Caldwell. Now, they've probably been strained a little bit with that many players in, but there's got to be a player or two who you have noted that you want to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, there's been, you know, so many of those guys that have come through. And you know, there's been young guys, and that's been the thing. Like, you know, Alvin Henderson is here today, the 2025 running back from Elba, who's a super player. And this is a guy that's going to be, you know, pretty much everybody's top choice in that 2025 class. He's back camping. He's been here. He was here for basketball camp last week, back for football camp today. So he's been on the Auburn campus probably 4 or 5 days in the past week. And so that's a big deal. But, you know, you saw last week in the 707, obviously, I mean, you think about Cam Coleman. I mean, he's here for an official visit right now. You know, Central Phoenix City, 5-star wide receiver, mm-hmm. Everything you would want. Jalen Mbakwe, 5-star DB. Was here from Clay Chalkful last week, Mario Craver, his teammates, on and on. I mean, there's been so many really good football players that have come through, and it's fun. It's fun to have that again. It brings me back to, honestly, the days of kind of the Tommy Tuberville days where they had, you know, multiple camps. There'd be 500 or 600 guys at camp, and you would leave, and there'd be 10 or 12 players that you go, oh, those are D1 guys. After the last 2 years where it was 10 or 12 total for an entire month, That's fun to get back to those days.
Jason, we do want to get your thoughts on what you think is going to happen tonight from the SEC as far as the schedule. But before we do that, we've had, you know, folks wondering about, you know, when we're going to get some more details on the baseball upgrades.
Yeah, I think it's coming here soon. I thought it could be this week. It may end up being next week. But They're finishing up, I think, finalizing some plans. So they want to have plans done.
Right.
Everything's been approved. Now it's just kind of
details.
Getting the final plans done. Yes, the details to make sure. So I think we're close. I think they're kind of mapping some of the late changes they wanted to do to incorporate through some of those things, but still being told that the first segment of these things will be done before next baseball season. So the things they want to get done, there's a maybe a first stage and a second stage. Still hearing the first stage they want to get done before next season. So I don't think it'll be too much longer.
All right, and then tonight, 6 o'clock, the SEC Network's going to unveil every SEC team's conference opponents and where they're going to be playing those teams. Now, not going to know when, not going to have the schedule, but just from bits and pieces of information that have come out today, it sure feels like, okay, Auburn's going to be, as the normal schedule would have had it, traveling to Tuscaloosa and Athens. And I'm feeling like Oklahoma appears to be headed to Auburn for the first regular season meeting between these two teams. Are you hearing that as well?
Yeah. You know, early on there was talk about Texas coming here, and I was told that was not in the plan. I feel like it's going to be Oklahoma. The question is, what does the rest of it look like? Because it's not a division.
Right.
How are they going to balance this thing out? It could look wildly different. I mean, there could be Missouri, South Carolina and Vandy on this thing. We just don't know. Because there's going to have to be some sweeping changes to accommodate the movements. And so that'll be the thing I'm looking forward to. Who's off the schedule? Who potentially is added to it to balance this thing out? But, yeah, I think you're right. I thought about that earlier today. I think it would be the first time Auburn and Oklahoma would have ever played a regular season game, whenever that happened.
Yeah, so, they played twice in the Sugar Bowl, and that's it, back in 71. And then 16.
Sean White game a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That would be an interesting game. And you're talking about, schedule. It is what it is. It's going to be difficult.
Right, it's going to be tough for everybody now. Let's face it. I mean, when they balance it out, it's great to hear Georgia's going to be going to Tuscaloosa and to Austin.
You want to pitch Jason our eight games?
Here's what we're thinking. At least here's what sort of what we're thinking. I've heard that Texas A&M is saying they're not playing Alabama and they're going to Auburn. So the home schedule, I feel like, has got Oklahoma and A&M. The road schedule's got Alabama and Georgia. I'm thinking Florida is probably coming to Auburn as well. It's been a while since the Gators have been here.
2011, we looked it up, was the last Florida game at Auburn.
And then to sort of balance it, Vandy, it would be the second year in a row Auburn's playing Vandy, and they'd make a trip here, and they haven't been here, and it will have been 8 years before they come here. So I'm thinking Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Florida, and Vandy at home, and then on the road, Alabama, Georgia, maybe Kentucky. It's been a while since Auburn's been to Kentucky.
Auburn hasn't been to Lexington since 2010 in a game, and then we're thinking maybe Mississippi State or Ole Miss. You want to continue that one?
Yeah,
State maybe makes a little more sense.
State's a team you've played a whole lot more than you have Ole Miss. But a couple of things I have heard is no Arkansas or no LSU on the Auburn schedule.
And I could see maybe ESPN wanting to keep the Ole Miss thing with Hugh Freeze having coached at Ole Miss. Maybe they want that game in Oxford.
To me, that's the one I could see them pushing for, going, we need to have that game to build that rematch, him going back to Oxford for the first time. That's what I would expect. But, again, I don't know. It's really interesting if there's no Arkansas, no LSU, and no Mississippi State.
That's a drastic change.
That would be a drastic change. It sure would be.
Jason, I know you're busy. Let everybody know what all you've got going, what all you guys are covering, and what's coming up.
Yeah. Do a lot of camp coverage going on. We'll have a 7-on-7 tomorrow, weekend visitors this weekend. Christian will have a lot of that coverage, and he's been killing it, doing a great job. So check that out, Nathan King. We'll have reaction tonight from the SEC schedule. We'll have reaction from the recruiting side of things going forward as well. So you can find all that there. Still following the baseball transfer portal as that continues to go crazy. So pretty much everything. All of the above, you can find it there at auburnundercover.com, at utigers.com, and follow me on Twitter at ITATJ.
Jason, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Jason Caldwell joining us. He's here when he is able to on Wednesdays, but great that he was able to carve out a little time for us here on the Wednesday Drive. We'll get to our final break of hour number one. Come on in and join us.
Now, more of The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back in. Final segment of hour number one here on this Wednesday edition of The Drive. Our thanks to Jason Caldwell for joining us. And, yeah, I mean, I'm getting texts. I mean, we're getting all kinds. You know, folks are like, well, why this team, why that team? Well, you have to play some of them. I mean, and one of the things, it appears that LSU has so many other teams. Yeah, the LSU-Auburn series, Auburn-LSU, has been fun. There have been some crazy games. LSU's got a lot of those with other teams, and they need to pick up either Texas or Oklahoma as well. So I don't know. I mean, but that's just what we're hearing, is that LSU and Arkansas likely not on the Auburn schedule for 2024.
Yeah, no, we've been sort of trying to decipher or figure out, you know, what
does this mean? Which does that? Jason thinking it's more likely Ole Miss. So that would be really interesting with no LSU, Arkansas, or Mississippi State on the schedule. This will be the first time. If Auburn doesn't play Mississippi State, it'll be the first time in a long time. I think you go back to World War II would be the last time that Auburn hasn't played Mississippi State.
You didn't make fun of Jason for saying there's outsized interest in the Auburn-Ole Miss game, right?
Well, I think there is now. I just don't think that is one that would be in your long term if you're going with three opponents. No, I don't know that would be something long term.
I think these next two seasons.
I think you're wanting to promote. Hey, here's the thing. It would be Hugh Freeze's first trip back to Oxford.
Yes.
After he's done that, he's done it.
The novelty wears off a little bit after the first two meetings, I understand. Like this first one will be Hugh Freeze's first game against Ole Miss as Auburn's coach. In 24, if you keep it going, it's Hugh Freeze's first trip to Oxford as Auburn's coach. There could be interest in both of those. So, yeah, I agree. I think there could be they could find room for Auburn at Ole Miss on the 24 schedule as one of the four road games, and that would make sense because it's there's a variety of reasons why I think that game could find its way onto the schedule.
334-321-1390, and let's see. Yeah, I was just wanting to check. The last time Auburn and Mississippi State didn't play was 1943.
Wow.
And that was because they didn't field a team.
And when was the first meeting between the two teams? All the way back to,
let's see, they started playing every year in 1927. They had played before then, but everybody didn't field a team all the time.
Do you have the first meeting ever between
1905.
Wow, okay. Auburn and Vandy go into the 1890s,
yeah.
I believe, with the rivalry.
And Auburn and Vandy played on a pretty regular basis for a long time.
I believe that series is tied all time in looking at the is
Vandy
that correct? I think Vandy winning the, or Auburn.
Auburn won the last time,
Auburn
right?
won in 16.
Which tied it
tied it all time. I believe it's 21-21. Is that correct? So yeah, Auburn and Vandy would be, and that series, that game will be played in Nashville this year in November. I think it's pretty late in the season. And then we suspect maybe you get the rematch between Auburn and Vandy in 24.
Yeah, so that's what we're just speculating. We'll find out for sure in a little over an hour. Well, I wonder how long it's going to take for them to really get into every team's. Are they going to go alphabetically? I would think they're going to welcome Oklahoma and Texas and say, and here is their schedule, you know, and we'll go through Oklahoma and Texas's schedules. Most of that seems to be coming out. I mean, like I said, saw a tweet about Texas's schedule this morning. So if as multiple very good sources, Peter Burns and Chris Lowe have said, Texas and Oklahoma, every SEC team will play either Texas or Oklahoma.
Which means also,
so I mean, it's really easy to figure out who Oklahoma's playing if you know who Texas has.
But I think that's also important because for folks who thought maybe A&M or LSU or Missouri
or Arkansas
would draw both of them in the same year, that's not going to happen.
No
one can play both are no one can play both Texas and Oklahoma if they're each playing all 14 of the teams. Yeah, you're gonna play one of them in 24.
I think you're liable to see that in 25.
Oh, they might even reverse it, and you might get they find a way to put try to give Texas and Oklahoma certainly over 4 years a chance to visit every SEC venue.
Well, regardless of whether we play an 8 or 9 game schedule, yeah. I think that's a done deal. Everybody will play everybody else at least twice.
And that would be, years. I mean, you think about Penn State and what an event it was this past year for a program like Penn State to make their first ever visit to Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Oklahoma's a little more prestigious.
Oklahoma's on the short list. And a visit from Oklahoma would be, I mean, that'd be a pretty historic.
That is a big deal.
That'd be a pretty historic thing. And I think we're going to find out in a couple of hours that's happening.
All right. Love to hear from you. What would you like to see? Anything else on your mind sports-wise? We're halfway done here on the Wednesday Drive.
Live from Auburn, the sports capital of Alabama, this is The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7. And online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502. Or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome in to hour number 2 of the Wednesday Drive. Bill and Dan got Jacob at the controls here on this Wednesday afternoon. Love for you to join in. Jason Caldwell from AUTigers.com, part of the 24/7 network, joined us for a segment at the bottom of hour number 1. Our phone lines are wide open. We're less than an hour away now from the SEC network unveiling officially each SEC team's conference opponents for the 2024 season. Now, once again, don't expect to have dates for those games, but we do expect to know who everyone is playing home and away in conference. So that's going to be fun. We've been, speculating and trying to sort of deduce from bits of information that have come out during the day. Apparently, all schools were given their opponents yesterday at some time, and some of those schools doing a better job of keeping that quiet than other schools. Auburn, one of those. Really hasn't been, a lot of leaks from Auburn. I'll say there's been a little info from Alabama. There's been a lot of info from Texas, and Georgia has squawked about some info. Why? Because Georgia, after being very fortunate schedule-wise over the last few years, apparently will be heading to Tuscaloosa and to Austin, Texas next year. So that will balance things a little bit. And that's one of the things Greg Sankey had said, Dan, was that it's going to be about preserving primary and secondary rivalries and trying to balance the schedule among the entire league.
And I think we also expected that with ESPN possibly having a say in what these new games could look
like.
They
want big games.
Some of the biggest possible matchups on the board could be made. Georgia going to Alabama is one of those games. Georgia going to Texas is one of those games. We were talking to Jason in the first hour. He thinks that Auburn going to Ole Miss could be one of those games if it's Hugh Freeze's first trip to Oxford as Auburn head coach, and it's
Alabama going to Oklahoma.
Certainly. I mean, you could have games like that on the schedule on top of the games that you would want to play every year because they are historic rivalries within the conference. For Auburn, that's Alabama and Georgia. For Georgia, they're going to have Tennessee, Auburn, and Florida preserving rivalries. Those are teams they've been playing for a very long time, division play, making two of those really, really prominent rivals, and then the other one is the Auburn Georgia rivalry. They're also going to play Alabama and Texas. Bill, that's a step up from.
Oh, that's a huge step up from one of the less challenging schedules in the country for this season,
and a schedule that looked like it might not change much. You know, with the and Georgia could still draw South Carolina and Vanderbilt and Kentucky or Missouri. You know, they could draw three of the four other teams from the East as their opponents. But no, it does feel like it's going to be a challenging game or a challenging season for Georgia, in part because some new games have popped up on the schedule that increase the difficulty of the overall schedule.
Yeah, it's really going to be interesting to see who some of these, because we haven't heard from some other teams. I'm wondering, you know, who does Florida get? Does Florida make its first trip to Auburn in quite a while?
Yeah, we were looking up in the first hour some of these, some of the dates on these. Auburn hasn't gone to Lexington in over a decade. Auburn hasn't hosted Florida in over a decade, nearly a decade since Vanderbilt has come to Auburn. I mean, there are some rivalries.
Yeah, those just make sense. And then you talked about, the selling point there, the pitch there with Hugh Freeze making his first trip as an opposing coach as Auburn coach into Oxford.
When was Auburn's last game in Knoxville? I mean, do you go back to 13?
13.
Yeah. So over 13. So 24 would be over a decade since Auburn has played in Knoxville as well, if the SEC wanted to explore a road game with Tennessee, although with Georgia and Alabama already on the schedule.
Been longer since – when was the last time? When was Kentucky?
10.
10. So, 10, yeah, so been longer Kentucky. See, I mean, look, Auburn's road games, we're just speculating, but I'm very positive that you're going to keep the Alabama and Georgia games on the road. And if you add Ole Miss in there, if you've got Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Kentucky's tough enough. I mean, yeah. I don't think you go to Knoxville.
Oh, no, swapping that up for – no, I was just pointing out games where there's been a gap.
That's not
since
balancing things really well.
No, I think it's really difficult if Auburn's already playing Alabama and Georgia on the road to give them a trip to Knoxville, especially when you consider who Auburn could be hosting in this situation. We tossed out there, I mean, maybe Tennessee at Auburn – As one of the home games, we were talking about Tennessee and Florida
right.
as a possible.
But it's been longer. It's been longer for Florida.
It's been longer. So I mean, could.
And that's something I hope the conference does. You know, because that's one of the things that has been such a problem over the last 3 decades has been the inconsistencies or how long the periods can be and have been between certain teams playing each other. Auburn and Florida used to play every year as part of Amen Corner, and then they'd go, 7 years without seeing each other.
Well, Auburn and Florida
that's
would
be
play.
Solved.
I mean, it was like 2 years on, 4 years off, right? Was the old rotation, and then the arrival of A&M in Missouri rebooted that rotation, yes. And so now, then you
seven
had,
teams in each division made it a lot tougher.
Then you had really long gaps where you would go
like a year on. Once every 6 or 7 years.
You'd see a team once every 6 or 7 years, and you'd go to a venue, once every decade, from a team on the other side. I mean, Auburn's been to the Swamp once.
Sometimes it would go 12 years between visits to a place.
I believe 19 is Auburn's only game in the Swamp since 07?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think about it, I mean, yeah. So in 15 years, Auburn's been to Gainesville once. So, I mean, there are different – yeah, there are times – That is something that tearing up the schedule and adding Texas and Oklahoma to a new schedule
makes it easier. 16 gives
the conference a chance
much
to
much more divisible. It's
and they can have
an even
some of
number
these,
when you divide it,
and you can have some of these games that you haven't been playing in venues that haven't hosted them for a very long time.
Love to get thoughts from our listeners. If what we're hearing is true, how do you feel about not having LSU, Arkansas, Mississippi State on the schedule?
How do you feel
for at least 1 year
about LSU not being on the schedule potentially? Because that game's become
sort of a shame, but I get over it. I mean, as long as it's not a long time.
I think it's tougher for Auburn fans who don't,
younger fans.
Well, not just young.
Who feel like that's their entire life.
But not even played. Yeah, I was going to say not even younger fans, because I think for the last 30 years they've played the game every year.
Well,
and I think
to me that's a lot younger.
Sure, but for folks,
if you're under 30, you're not old.
Yeah, but if you're
Calling me from Tuscaloosa. Well, I don't know. Talk for a second.
You want to take that one? Okay. So 334-321-1390 is the number if you want to call the show line. You can also apparently call Bill Sell and he'll what's it? I think for people under what 40, 45 or so, the LSU game has been something they've seen pretty much every year. And so if you can't remember too much Auburn history pre Auburn LSU being an annual thing,
true. You know, that's a rivalry. If you're 45, though, you grew up with Auburn Auburn playing Florida and Tennessee every year for the first 14 years of your life.
But yeah, people my age, in their mid-20s, the LSU game is really important. It is. They love the LSU game.
Now, for the listeners out there, we're all in our mid-20s.
I'll tell you this, Jacob. The LSU game took the place of the Tennessee game. Mm-hmm. The Tennessee game was Auburn's first big conference game. It was the mark of you win this one, you've got a chance. You lose it, you're in trouble.
Yep.
And that's exactly what LSU took the place in part
because of Alabama's struggles over the first 15 years of division play before Nick Saban got there. I know they had years where they were very good in between, but because Alabama wasn't a consistent SEC West threat for those 15 years, that Auburn-LSU game became a game where the winner of that game often the winner of that game won the West.
Right.
And so that changed some when Nick Saban got to Tuscaloosa.
But
for the first 15 years, and it remains a high-stakes game more often than not. But for a long time, that was maybe the pivotal game in the SEC West as far as deciding who was going to go on and who wasn't. And that's something that can – and I think a lot of those games have crazy endings.
There's some crazy games, crazy things that happen. Not just recently. I mean, the barn burning in 96.
Yeah.
You had the interception game in 94. You had the earthquake game. So it goes back.
Oh, Cadillac yanks an interception out of Corey Webster's hands, and there's a touchdown at the very end there in 04.
You had the extra point. I mean, you've had so many different things go on in that.
Somebody catches a touchdown with a second left for LSU. Remember that?
Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there have been. But I lost my train of thought. I had something else I wanted to point out.
But there are older rivalries.
LSU, the other thing I was going to say is LSU has so many other opponents that need to stay there, especially just in a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
LSU is one of those teams where, I mean, almost everyone in the West has a rivalry in place with LSU. I mean, we're talking about maybe not the Mississippi State LSU.
I mean, Ole Miss definitely does.
But pretty much everyone else in the West sees LSU as a rival, as does Florida. And you have to find room for
Oklahoma.
Florida would
be glad to give up LSU. There's no question about that. They've been wanting to do that for a long time.
And then you're either adding Texas or Oklahoma to the schedule. Yeah. So it felt like Auburn LSU could be a casualty of, I wasn't advocating for it or anything, but I saw a scenario where If they had to make a difficult call, maybe Auburn LSU was on the chopping block because they thought that Auburn LSU.
Got, again, balance. If you're going to talk about balancing it, then a team, no one who is not in the top four shouldn't be playing like the top four teams. Only the other three teams, only a team in the top four should be playing the other three.
So
Auburn's already playing 1-2, and LSU is probably 3. So, I mean, if you're playing 1-2-3, you'd better be at worst, the number 4 team in the league. And let's face it, sadly, Auburn's not.
So we've got Bama hosting Auburn, Georgia, and
we got Auburn hosting what now?
Bama.
Oh, Alabama hosting Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, and Mississippi State.
South Carolina, Mississippi State, which would be
they get a really good team. And then three teams that aren't nearly as highly
rated
over the last few years.
And then Bama would head to
Oklahoma, LSU,
and Tennessee.
It's a lot tougher road trip.
Yeah.
They've got a tougher road than they do at home.
I mean, that's another byproduct of this is when you add 4 games at Texas and 4 games at Oklahoma, again, without knowing what those two teams are going to look like in 2024 – It does put a little jolt into everyone's schedule because suddenly you make both Georgia and Alabama's schedule tougher by inserting road games potentially at places like Texas and Oklahoma.
And if you put the Georgia game in Tuscaloosa and you already Auburn,
Chris Lowe does say
everyone is saying.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia folks were saying that first thing this morning. but if Georgia and Auburn are already in Tuscaloosa, you're not going to have Oklahoma coming to Tuscaloosa. That's why the Oklahoma game's got to be on the road. And, but the thing is, LSU has to be on the road and Tennessee have to be on the road because that's where they fall. So that's what makes that road schedule a lot tougher, and you have to then throw in somebody like a Vandy at the end.
Well, and Oklahoma's got to host some of these heavyweights too. I mean, you got to have some of these games. I mean, Oklahoma's going to be going to Auburn. We don't know where. I mean, we know the Texas game's going to be in Dallas.
It's Texas's home game.
Do we think? Do we know between LSU which one they're drawing between Texas and Oklahoma?
I believe Texas.
Okay, so that's another one not on. So if LSU and Oklahoma, if LSU and Georgia aren't
not
on,
on Oklahoma's schedule,
then you got to work to. I mean,
Alabama is
maybe Florida.
Auburn is probably A&M.
Florida. No, A&M's
well, no,
playing
A&M's
Texas.
Got Texas.
Florida.
Florida's got to be.
Florida's got to be.
Well,
on Oklahoma.
It makes sense. Florida, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Tennessee?
You've got Tennessee probably too.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
they've got to play. They've got to play.
And these
some
are
of these games.
And these are all fascinating games, yeah. Right? You think about Oklahoma playing Florida and Tennessee and Auburn and Alabama in SEC conference games. Yeah. I mean, this is that'll be.
And then they'll get Vandy and Missouri and somebody. You know, Missouri's got to get somebody. We haven't mentioned Missouri for anybody yet. I think they're still in the conference.
They'll play Oklahoma. They'll play Oklahoma.
I always forget they are.
They'll play Oklahoma and Arkansas for sure.
Yeah.
Missouri will. I wonder if they'll get sort of spillover teams from the East, right? If we got to find.
I sort of hope not. Go ahead and get rid of that. They didn't need to be playing those teams anyway.
Yeah, but you don't have room for them on the West schedules, right?
I mean, with Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
I guess. I mean, I feel like there's games that those two teams would rather be playing.
They'd rather be playing, but.
I mean, no, Kentucky and Vanderbilt and South Carolina for Missouri aren't, A&M probably.
South Carolina, that's such a long trip.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's a really, really long trip.
It is.
According to Sports Talk Mississippi on Twitter, as of about 30 minutes ago, they cover Mississippi athletics in the state. For Mississippi State home games, A&M, Arkansas, Florida, and Missouri, and then road games would be Ole Miss, Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas. That's for state, and then for
Ole Miss. That is a tough road schedule.
Yeah,
but that's that Ole Miss, Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas.
So no Auburn, on the state, on the state schedule.
Yeah. So Auburn on the state schedule for Ole Miss in 24. The home games, and this is according to their sources. We'll see in about an hour or so.
Auburn should be on here.
They're not.
Okay.
Mississippi State, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Georgia at home for Ole Miss. On the road, LSU, Arkansas, Florida, and South Carolina. And according to Justin Ferguson, if that would be the first time that Auburn has not played Ole Miss since 1989, has not played Mississippi State since 1954, and hasn't played either school since 1936.
Yeah.
And that would leave Auburn with a pair of road games that you're wondering about.
So
we know Auburn's going to Georgia and Bama, and you don't know what the other two road games could look like. You take the Mississippi.
You might go to Kentucky and Tennessee.
Could be Tennessee. Could
oh,
I mean,
crap.
Auburn hasn't been.
Crap. That means if you go to Alabama, to Georgia, and to Tennessee.
Yeah, well.
I said Alabama's road schedule is tough. Alabama gets Vandy at the end of that.
Georgia
gets Kentucky as the easy team.
Georgia's. And for Tennessee, you've got Georgia, Bama, and Auburn on the schedule in 2024, potentially. I mean, there are places.
They're getting two of them at home.
Auburn's getting three of those.
Auburn's getting what you think.
Maybe. So that's Tennessee could be potentially the road. They could flip it, and it could be. Do we have reason to believe Florida's going to Auburn, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So the road game could be you've got teams like Tennessee.
I mean, Kentucky. Vandy doesn't have to be coming to Auburn. You could always throw Tennessee in for those people that said, hey, we want Amen Corner again. So, we want to play the toughest schedule. You might get it.
So Bama, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, maybe as your four road games?
Yeah, or Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Florida, and Tennessee as your home games.
Or those four. Tennessee's been here three. Yeah. Tennessee's been here twice since 19.
Now there are an awful lot of older folks that go, I want Tennessee on the schedule.
I tell you what,
Tennessee and Florida back on the schedule.
If Tennessee's on the schedule, I think the game's in Knoxville because Auburn hadn't been there in a decade. Like if that game's on the schedule, I think Tennessee. So Kentucky and Tennessee would both be games that haven't been played on the road.
Hey, come on,
in a decade.
Where's Missouri? Come on.
And you were just saying nobody.
I keep forgetting about them.
So all of a sudden, yeah, let's go. Oh, Auburn hasn't been to Columbia since 17. That's a couple of years since Auburn's played that road game.
Yeah, everybody's already maybe grabbed Vandy. They've already claimed. It's like we're choosing up, picking sides, and everybody's already taken Vandy maybe before Auburn gets there. All right, let's get to our first break. JR, hang on. You're up when we come back here on the Wednesday Drive.
Let's get back to the drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back into The Drive, 23 minutes after 5 o'clock here on this Wednesday afternoon with Bill and Dan, Jacob at the controls, and let's get to the Kia of Auburn hotline. And JR. Hey, JR.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Did I hear y'all say a while ago that Auburn hadn't been to Kentucky since 2010?
I forgot the 2015 game. Someone pointed that out to me during the commercial
break. That's what I was fixing to say. I think Ricardo Lewis and Sean White
Thursday, early in Austin. Thursday night victory in Lexington, 30-27. Auburn won that game.
That's right.
And Auburn has So Auburn has been... Auburn has been elected. I mean, it's still over in 2024. It would be over 8 years, but it's not nearly as long as we were saying.
Not like over a decade.
The 2010 game features the one of the Cam Newton highlight reels. There is Auburn was able to beat Kentucky with a late goal line stand.
I'm still all right. If those reports from the state of Mississippi are right, and Auburn doesn't have either Mississippi School or LSU or Arkansas, that's really interesting.
That's right. Well, Auburn's newest recruit, the wide receiver Kane from Baker. My son plays at Mary G, so I got to see him last year, and I'll get to see him again this year or whatever. But he looked like he done real good up there at the camp, for sure.
Yeah, supposedly he hadn't run anything above a 4.4 any time that Auburn's been able to clock him.
That's right. Well, okay, guys, that's all I had. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, JR.
And it has been, you know, if you're looking at the 2024 season, has been over a decade since Auburn's been to Knoxville. That would be where, you know, Auburn's last game in Knoxville is 2013.
If Auburn has to travel to Tuscaloosa, Athens, and Knoxville, it will be like the old days. That's what some people wanted. I'm like, man. That's going to make it a little tough in year two.
And then Lexington would be 2015, like we just said. That's the game. Or 2016. 2016, I just looked it up.
2015.
The 2015 game would be, maybe that would be the fourth road game, right? Because it would be nine years at that point since Auburn. Because we don't think it's Columbia, South Carolina, right? Hadn't we heard that for there's four?
No, maybe
I'm making that up.
I haven't heard anything about
South Carolina could be one of the four road games potentially. Although Auburn's been there a couple of times,
in
recent memory, which means like that. That's why we don't know what the SEC is going to prioritize. Maybe it's
you can't be perfect with this. Everybody can't be going to only places where they haven't been in a long time or be one of your big rivals. I mean, they're going to have to be some in between.
What would you think of if we find out that the road games are Bama, Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee?
That Auburn's got a hell of a tough schedule on the road.
That's a tough road schedule. Without knowing what these teams look like in 2024, that's three teams that look like they're doing very well right now.
Hard to believe that Alabama and Georgia are going to fall off drastically over the next year. And Tennessee looks like they're going to be pretty good.
Tennessee could be the fourth highest ranked team in the conference in most preseason polls, like going into this season. I think
I think Tennessee will be the fourth highest ranked team.
Yeah, I think most preseason polls are going to have
LSU is the only other team that'll be in there. I mean, those are going to be your top four teams in the preseason. Alabama, LSU, and Tennessee,
and they could all be in the top 10. I mean, that's what it could look. I mean, with the performance,
Tennessee may not be in the top 10. I think the other three will.
People love the arm strength of the new quarterback,
they
right?
Do,
Milton is going to be this guy. I think he's going to be. There's going to be a lot of hype for what he was doing because he had the huge bowl game, too, right? So I just think there's a chance that's going to be. So Tennessee. You know, so you're talking about three.
He won't be around in 24, though.
But you're talking about three road games potentially against teams that are in the preseason top 10
this year
in 2023.
Yes,
maybe on the, and that's, you know, again, we don't know. But if the rumors are true that the Mississippi schools are not on Auburn's schedule,
All right. So we're just eliminating some teams. If we eliminate Arkansas, LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, then. You've already got Texas A&M on the schedule. You've got Alabama on the schedule.
You don't think Auburn's going to Vandy again because they're going in 2023. One would think they're not going to send Auburn to Vanderbilt again in 24 and back-to-back years, so you could cross that one off. And so looking at teams that could be, there are rumors that Florida's going to Auburn, so you can cross that one off.
And we were thinking if they play Vandy, it's at home.
Right. Yeah. So of the teams it could be, it's a short list. Tennessee's on it, Kentucky's on it.
South Carolina, Missouri.
South Carolina's on it, but Auburn's played a couple of games at South Carolina in recent years, which would make you think they're less likely to do that
Auburn's
one than other
once
ones.
Once ever at Missouri, right?
Once ever at Missouri. I would say there's two spots, and you've got Kentucky, Tennessee, and Missouri as three likely games for two spots as Auburn's road games in 2024. Like those seem like the three likeliest candidates, and two of them are going to be Auburn's actual opponents. I mean, it could be South Carolina. That would be kind of lame because Auburn's played.
Feels like Auburn's played South Carolina more.
Didn't they play them in 20? Was it 20 and 21? They played them back to back years because it was Gus's last year and Harsin's first, and they lost both games. Like Auburn doesn't need to play. So at South Carolina for the third time in 5 years. Probably doesn't need to be on Auburn's schedule if the SEC can help it. Granted, there are probably other. There's although that's another one that's trending up. I think they'll be a trendy team.
Oh, I think so. I think folks expect Shane Beamer. He's bringing in some players.
Well, the thing you bring up about Vanderbilt, with Auburn going to Vanderbilt this year, you talk about Vandy possibly coming to Auburn next year. Missouri was just in Auburn, so it could make sense for them to send Auburn to Missouri to kind of even it out there as well.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. And Missouri, again, and, like Bill said,
Auburn's only been there one time.
17, the only time.
It would also be fairer when you look, if you're trying to balance, if you're already the road at Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee.
You deserve Missouri.
My goodness.
You deserve it.
Now, do you think the Tennessee one's happening? Do you think Auburn drew Tennessee?
No, I just said if. Yeah. I mean, well, the other one appears to either be Tennessee or Kentucky.
I mean, let me ask you this. How would you feel about Bama, Georgia, Missouri, Kentucky as Auburn's four road games?
I'd probably feel a little better about
that. I mean, that one feels – and balanced, if you want to say, you know, based on history or whatever, or based on recent history. And that's also – that would be a pair of games that 2015, Auburn's last game against in Lexington, 2017, Auburn's last game in Columbia, Missouri.
That's and 2013, the last time that Auburn was in Knoxville.
Right. So I would guess that two of those three teams.
So it will have been at least 7 years for any of those three.
With this is like a game of Clue.
It is. It's fun.
Yeah,
I like this.
I think it's going to be Professor Plum, and I think it's going to be in the – No,
it's
I would
be – Yeah, it's going candlestick. To be Kentucky
with the candlestick.
In Lexington.
No, and no. The two of those three East teams. Now that we've heard the rumors about the Mississippi schools, two of those three East teams make sense. I hope it's not at South Carolina, right?
Me too.
A third.
Me too.
A
I mean, it's an easy trip.
It's an easy trip, but a third game,
the most annoying screech. Some that never stops.
Some solid and Auburn's an SEC town that I think could rival them. Some solid barbecue in the Columbia, South Carolina area and the surrounding area. But there's other SEC towns where you can get good barbecue. But I would say. Kentucky, Tennessee.
I'm not worried about the cuisine when I'm looking at the schedule.
Kentucky, Taste of the Town. You're not Todd over there worried about the cuisine.
No, if I'm already there doing the game, that's fine. But I mean, that's not why I'm going.
Yeah, I'd say Tennessee, Kentucky, and Missouri. Two of those three would be my guess after what we've heard about the Mississippi schools. Two of those three will be Auburn.
So here we go. All right, we're at the halfway mark of hour number two, a half an hour away from the show. So. Our best guesses now are we're going home against Oklahoma, A&M, Florida, and Vandy, and road against Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, and Missouri.
And I think I want to put question marks on the Vandy one because I think they could send someone else instead of Vandy.
And Missouri.
Who else has gone a while without coming to Auburn? Playing Jordan Hare, you know, playing at Jordan Hare. What was South Carolina's last trip to Auburn? Maybe South Carolina would be that fourth team instead of Vanderbilt. They've haven't been to the I'm trying to think about that. Was it? I mean, you got to go to like
that was back around
was it Tuberville?
Yeah.
Has it been?
I don't know that I recall one since.
Yeah, I mean it's been a it's been a while since South Carolina was at Auburn. I'm spacing on a game. Cam. That game was in
Clemson was here, not South Carolina.
That game was right. In Columbia.
When was Auburn's last home game in South Carolina? That's another one.
Not that it really matters, but I mean, if South Carolina's going to Tuscaloosa, it just feels like they're probably not going to both Auburn and Alabama.
One would think.
I don't know,
but I guess I'm just looking at variables other than Vanderbilt.
Sure.
for that last home game. I guess they could send Missouri.
They need
Missouri,
a break, though.
Missouri just came to Auburn this past season.
Auburn. I mean, you're talking about balance too, though. All right, we'd love to hear from you. What do our listeners think? Do you care more about balance, or you just want the names? We'll get to our bottom of the hour break. Got about 20 minutes left. When we come back here on the Wednesday Drive.
You're live on the Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of the Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email us at thedrive@ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back in. Final 20 minutes or so here on the Wednesday Drive. Bill and Dan with Jacob at the controls. Yeah, we're expecting Drew back tomorrow. But fun show. I mean, as we speculate and try to deduce who's going to be playing who. Who will be playing?
Yeah, what are these matchups going to look like? I mean, there are for a variety of reasons.
I mean, we feel pretty good about half the schedule.
Yeah,
that's about it.
It sounds like there's reason to believe five or six of these games are five of them, right? Because we've heard there's been reports about
Florida. I think Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, A&M, and Florida.
Yeah.
I think,
and I would expect Florida, A&M, and Oklahoma to be home games.
Right.
Iron Bowl, Georgia game going to be on the road. Those other,
so you got to find two more road games and another home game.
Those other three games, we've heard reports that those other
two sound like Eastern Division.
They sound like they're not going to be SEC West games
from the former Eastern Division after this year.
Right, Kentucky, South Carolina, Missouri, and Tennessee would be possibilities for those two road games, and really for that final home game too. Vanderbilt also in the mix, but yeah, it sounds like it's going to be former Eastern Division teams could be on Auburn's schedule. So yeah, looking forward to seeing what the SEC unveils in just a couple of minutes.
Again, the word out of folks that cover Alabama is feeling like Alabama with Auburn, Georgia, Mississippi State, and perhaps South Carolina as the home games, road trips to Oklahoma, LSU, Tennessee, and maybe Vandy.
Mentioned the possibility of South Carolina being on Auburn's schedule. South Carolina last came to Jordan-Hare Stadium in October of 2014. Auburn has played them twice since then. Both of those games in Columbia, both losses, 2020 and 2021. As I said, I think it'd be disappointing for Auburn to be sent to South Carolina.
To South Carolina, Carolina come to Auburn wouldn't be as disappointing.
Third game in Columbia in 5 years, I think, would be a bit excessive for Auburn. They've only played once in Columbia, Missouri in school history. I suppose Missouri could be one of those two road games.
That would make sense.
And that was, I mean, Missouri was just on Auburn's schedule this past year at Jordan-Hare, but Auburn hasn't been at Missouri since 2017. And so that could be a possibility. And we're talking about Tennessee and Kentucky as well, teams that we've seen quite a bit, but not of late.
Well, but not as much as LSU, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, who multiple reports are indicating none of those four will be on Auburn's schedule.
Right, and for Tennessee, if Auburn is on the schedule, I mean, keep in mind, this is a Tennessee team that's going to preserve their rivalries with Georgia and Alabama and Florida, and we think they're going to play Tennessee. We think they're going to be playing those games.
Yes,
and then
I feel pretty good about those.
And then there's also with Texas or Oklahoma game that could be on Tennessee's schedule.
I'm thinking Tennessee gets Texas and Florida gets Oklahoma. What you got, Jacob?
According to Pat Smith on Twitter 2 minutes ago, Auburn's SEC home games in 24, A&M, Arkansas, Vandy, Oklahoma. Road games will be Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, and Kentucky. So we got what we were looking
A&M,
for.
A&M, Arkansas, Vandy and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So no Florida, but there is Arkansas. Well, Arkansas folks have been reporting that Auburn's not playing Arkansas this year.
Yeah, no, and I had I hadn't heard from my Arkansas guy about anything except the games that the Texas and Texas A&M games. But we'd heard that the Florida.
Yeah, I heard an Arkansas guy earlier today. That just tells me his sources aren't any good.
And the Florida thing had really picked up steam. It had really picked up steam because we talked about it quite a bit.
So who did he have on the road?
On the road for Auburn in 24. Again, this is from Pat Smith up in Birmingham. On the road, Alabama, Georgia. We knew those. Missouri and Kentucky.
Right. Okay, that's the four we had.
That's what we were talking about.
So
we
had seven of eight there. We just had Florida in instead of Arkansas. I'm a little disappointed. I'd rather have Florida.
I would
Arkansas
too.
It would be fun to play the Gators again.
I'm tired of playing Arkansas. We play them every year. I mean, I'm looking for something different.
I guess they're thinking of this crazy relationship that we've had. I mean, I'm going to have to keep going back and looking at my map because Arkansas must be next door to Alabama with all the back and forth that there's been and the connections between Auburn and Arkansas.
It's
Do you
not.
Feel like it?
It's like, not.
Wait, if I cross the state line, if I get in the car and head east, it's probably not Georgia.
When
that must be Arkansas.
When was the last time you were in Fayetteville, Arkansas?
It's been a while.
I was going to say.
It's not exactly next door.
It sure felt
like a long time to get there the last time I went.
It's not next door.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
And we were talking about the...
So we'll see.
We were speculating on Tennessee being on Auburn's schedule. Sounds like now
Pat's
Tennessee...
probably getting that from Paul. He's pretty tight with Paul.
Tennessee not on Auburn's schedule, which opens things up for those other two SEC East teams, right. Missouri and Kentucky.
So there is no Mississippi school and no LSU.
Mm-hmm. He also tweeted Alabama's a home and road schedule,
too. All right, let's see if we had it.
So for Alabama, home games in 2024, Auburn, Georgia, uh-huh. Missouri, and South Carolina. Road games
right,
for
wait,
Alabama.
Wait. All right, so that's a change there because we'd see, all right.
Auburn, Georgia, Missouri, and South Carolina.
Uh-huh. No Mississippi State.
Those are the four games in Tuscaloosa?
Yep. Four games in Tuscaloosa.
Hold on, we know on the road they're going to have Tennessee.
Yep.
They're going to have Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have LSU.
They're going to have LSU.
And
Vanderbilt.
That is right. Okay, so that means neither Auburn nor Alabama play Mississippi State, the longest-running rivalries that Auburn have that Auburn has outside of Georgia and Alabama's longest running rivalry.
So let's think about
that. And a school that's less than 90 miles away from Tuscaloosa.
So who is State going to play?
Bill? Nobody.
Let's think about that.
They're out of the conference.
They're out of the league? That's how they find out?
That's what they're going to find out tonight. Hey, you're not scheduled for any game.
Oh, let's think about this. Egg Bowl, LSU.
Got to have LSU.
A&M?
They're going to get A&M. They're going to get Arkansas.
They play Kentucky every year. They'll probably keep that one going.
Golly.
That's four. They got to play Texas or Oklahoma.
Yeah, so
that's
the only
five.
Difference we had in those two schedules was Arkansas being plugged in for Florida for Auburn, Missouri being plugged in for Mississippi State for Alabama.
No Bama, no Auburn on the Mississippi State
that
schedule.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is that's like a big slap, I think, to Mississippi State.
Yeah, I mean,
That is outside of Ole Miss. That is their two longest running rivals.
I wonder how they felt about I wonder what kind of input Mississippi State put in about what they wanted to keep going. You know, I would think they'd want to keep playing the Alabama
I don't know,
schools.
John Cohen left, came here.
Yeah,
Do they secretly not want to play because
they don't because of the records?
Yeah,
right.
maybe they think there's a chance to start some new rivalries. You know, you play Missouri and Kentucky every year or something. Arkansas
does.
I bet States. You think State's got to be on Arkansas schedule. I bet that's another one.
I think so, but I mean, all right. So State's going to get either Oklahoma or Texas.
All right, Oklahoma or Texas.
I'm thinking they get Oklahoma.
Let's say LSU.
LSU.
Ole Miss. Kentucky.
They're going to have to pick up some Eastern teams.
Kentucky, Arkansas, A&M, and two East teams.
A Georgia.
Maybe a Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about Georgia going to Texas,
Florida,
and to Tuscaloosa.
The Mullen Bowl.
Georgia's got to pick up somebody that would balance them a little bit.
Dan Mullen, have a statue of Dancing Dan? And
maybe.
Do a Florida-Mississippi State game? Do something like that?
I mean, like I said, we hadn't been talking much about Mississippi State or Ole Miss. They got to play somebody.
Right, and Ole Miss, it seems like, would have those... We had Mississippi State scheduled, didn't we? Did we speculate on that? The guy from Mississippi had
two. Yeah. We had. Give me one second.
Sorry about that. I forgot that. Yeah, the guy from Mississippi.
Yeah, that's right. That one guy.
Mississippi State, their home games. This is from Sports Talk Mississippi, according to their sources, an hour ago. For Mississippi State home games, Texas A&M, Arkansas, Florida, and Missouri.
Okay.
And then the road games for Mississippi State in 24, Ole Miss, Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas.
All right, so they do not have Auburn or Alabama on that schedule, so that probably matches.
Mm-hmm. It works out.
And Florida, and Florida and Tennessee, like we were wondering about, you give them to Mississippi State instead of Auburn and Alabama, right? You found
Florida for Auburn and Alabama. Tennessee keeps Alabama, doesn't get Auburn though.
Yeah, but Tennessee gets State. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's odd some of those teams that end up on state schedule.
And then Ole Miss's schedule,
home games: State, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Georgia, and then road games for Ole Miss in 24: LSU, Arkansas, Florida, and South Carolina.
That's a pretty good road schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got to go to Baton Rouge. But they always do. But I mean, they play LSU on a regular basis. The rest of their road schedule isn't too bad. They got Oklahoma and Georgia coming in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean,
that's tough.
Yeah, and we'll see.
I mean, we'll find out Oklahoma. There's no idea. I still think more of Oklahoma than I probably should right now.
It feels like they're not going to be down for multiple years.
It's hard to believe
right?
Oklahoma's going to stay down. But I mean,
we've seen programs.
What was the guy's name?
Who?
Oh, man, the coach before Stoops.
Oh no!
They had a little period.
Did he have like a? Was it like three names? Was it Joe?
No,
was it Joe? Was it
no,
Joe
no,
Bob
no,
something?
No. If I hear his name, I can see the guy, but I cannot think of him. But
98 Oklahoma coach or 97?
Yeah, long in there. He wasn't there very long.
In 96, you had 96 to 98. You had John Blake.
John Blake. Yeah.
Yeah, not very good.
Also coached.
I mean, so it can happen. It can happen anywhere.
I don't know if he was ever a head coach again.
No, he was not. I can tell you that.
Well,
no,
think about
not.
If Oklahoma has a bad year this year, coming off of another bad year last year,
they will have a new coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Oklahoma and Florida are both places where it has to clearly be going in the right direction.
If it's not heading better, then they'll have new coaches in the expanded SEC.
Yeah, both those places. And I don't know, I'll tell you what, I don't know if Sarkisian can have the bottom fall out on him, or Texas people will get nervous. We were talking about it. Jimbo Fisher, it's not year two, but Jimbo Fisher's got four losable games in
his
first six.
I'm already seeing Jimbo again, Texas A&M. Was it ESPN or somebody had a list of the schools with the biggest improvement this year, and the only SEC school on the list is Texas A&M.
Carter brought that up in our show.
Give me a break.
Look, they
keep saying that every year.
They got Miami, Arkansas, Auburn, and Alabama in their first six, and if they don't win
three of those four games.
They better win three of them because, I mean, or Jimbo's in a lot of trouble.
Yep. All right, we'll get to our final break of the afternoon. Stick with us here on the Wednesday Drive.
The Drive continues. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7. Online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502. Or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back in. Final 5 minutes or so here of the Wednesday Drive. Yeah, it's been fun. Of course, in about, I'd say, 20 minutes, the speculation will be done, because in 10 minutes, the SEC Network will start unveiling the SEC 2024 schedule. Now, not the dates, but the opponents. And, as we get closer and closer to it, more information coming out. And I think we were pretty good. We were only 6 of 8. We felt really good about 4, and it looks like those 4 will indeed be the case.
And I was asked yesterday, before leaks started appearing about different teams, different set matchups. I had Arkansas as one of the 4 home games. I had a feeling, just to balance the schedule out, if you're looking at the last 5 years, Arkansas is one of the worst teams
in the
conference.
You've got Arkansas and Vandy, who are two of the, bottom teams. You've got Alabama and Georgia, who are the top two. You've got an Oklahoma team that last year is the only year that they've struggled. But, I mean, I would put more emphasis on last year. And you've got a Texas A&M team that's always supposed to be good.
But I thought between, with – with Bama, Georgia, and LSU on the schedule.
LSU's not on the schedule, though.
No, that's right. That's right. When we thought LSU might be on the schedule, if Auburn was going to play three of the top four in the conference, we don't know the algorithm. We don't know exactly what they weighted, you know, to figure out to try to balance things.
I hope they're asked that tonight. I hope they get to ask that tonight about how did you determine the what kind of formula did you use to try to balance things?
And we sort of stumbled on it today, but I do hope they considered how long it's been since some of these teams have played at different places, because especially with the member institutions. Georgia, with Texas and Oklahoma, it's a little bit different because it makes sense that it'd be the first time they've ever played at some of these places. But for SEC schools to have not played in a decade or to have only played once in program history at a place, Auburn's going to Missouri, right? So that's one of Auburn's four road games, we think. Auburn's only done that trip once in program history, and so I could see why the SEC prioritized let's try to have matchups that are unique and in venues that are relatively unique versus, say, hosting Auburn South Carolina in Columbia for the third time in 5 years.
Here's what's crazy: for Alabama, the only Western Division foes Alabama keeps are Auburn and LSU.
Yeah, they had to.
They don't play anybody else.
Wow. They had to
from
blow
the West.
They had to
no
blow
Arkansas, no Ole Miss, no Mississippi State. No Texas A&M.
I wonder
that
if there,
is crazy.
There are going to be very many schools that have a lot of teams from their former division on the schedule, because I don't believe that the Mississippi schools.
That's the plan. That's why my biggest disappointment is that Auburn doesn't get Florida and keeps Arkansas.
Right.
Because that's another former division.
I wonder if it'll make more sense when we see Florida's four road games or something. If there are four games they felt like they needed to play with Florida, or if things work out that way. Because I agree with you. The history would indicate it. But Auburn and Arkansas, another one of those things where they've played every year for the last 30 since Arkansas joined the league. I guess for Arkansas, a team that had no SEC tradition before 1992, Auburn is one of their fiercest rivals because they played them every year and won a couple of those games.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, LSU is much more of a rivalry than Arkansas is.
For Auburn?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. But for
and Mississippi State
is a much, much more
traditional.
I'm talking about the Arkansas perspective of this, right? I mean, they're thinking
they think a lot of things.
Well, here's the thing with the home games. I don't know how you guys feel.
We keep hiring coaches from Arkansas. Maybe that's true.
Very true. The 24 home games, Vanderbilt, A&M, Oklahoma, Arkansas. The only one that gets me excited is Oklahoma.
That's right.
The other ones, I'm just.
I think it's a better season ticket if Florida's on there than Arkansas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it treats A&M.
I think it's a little late. I doubt that Greg and company are listening right now.
Well, it treats A&M like a big game, and A&M was a big game last year. You know, you think about the atmosphere and everything, but it's not. You know, I think I can understand why some Auburn fans would rather
Florida
have a team
just be a lot more fun.
Yeah, a team that they'd rather have. You know,
Michigators.
They have more tradition with, like an LSU or a Florida, I guess, instead of A&M would make that, or even Tennessee, right? Like any of those would have made the schedule a little more. Nothing against A&M, but. Yeah, I can see why that's a matchup that doesn't, just because of A&M's recency in the league. Like it doesn't have the juice of some of those historic Auburn rivalries.
No, so it's been fun as we sort of speculated went along. We came close. We'll see in just a few minutes, and then tomorrow a lot of dissecting everybody's schedule. We'll see how balanced everything is tonight, and hopefully find out how they tried to balance everything. I will not be here, at least at the outset, on the show tomorrow. Got a retirement in the department. The big boss is retiring and being supposedly second in command. I mean, it's a thing where, I need to be there. But Justin Ferguson should be back from his travels abroad, right?
Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, is he not?
Ferguson's here on Friday. We're going to have Jake Crane in hour number two, though, making his appearance. So we can get you on the phone for a little bit of that, or you can skip as much as you need to, and we can make our accommodations.
Yeah, I mean, I will.
Shouldn't I be at that party?
I don't think you're quite there in the chain of command. Not yet. Stick around. Give it time. You never know. All right. Speaking of time, though, we're out of it here on the Wednesday Drive. Back with you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. We are out of here.